Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 132. The real depth of our sin is good news. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? Sin is a personal matter in the heart. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within. Sin is in every fiber of our being by nature. We are born in it, and our life is sin, so that sin cannot be taken from us without taking our life. What I need is freedom from my own personal sin, that sin which not only has been committed by me personally, but which dwells in the heart, the sin which constitutes all of my life. Shall I cast it on the Lord? Yes, that is right, but how? Can I gather it up in my hands and cast it from me, so that it will light upon him? If I could separate it but a hair's breadth from me, then I should be safe, no matter what became of it, since it would not be found in me. In that case I could dispense with Christ. For if sin were not found on me, it would make no matter to me where it was found. It would then be away from me, and I would be cleared. But nothing that I can do can save me. Therefore, all my efforts to separate myself from my sins are unavailing. My sin is committed by myself, in myself, and I cannot separate it from me. All anyone has to do in order to be saved is to believe the truth, that is, to recognize and acknowledge facts, to see things just as they actually are, and to confess them. Whoever believes that Christ is crucified in him, risen in him, and dwells in him, is saved from sin. And he will be saved as long as he holds to his belief. This is the only true confession of faith. Scripture says, everyone who has faith in him will be saved from shame, everyone, there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, because the same Lord is Lord of all, and is rich enough for the need of all who invoke him.